Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Classic Sci-Fi Movie Podcast for Friday, June 25th, 2010. And according to my list, today I'm going to talk about Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, which is a pretty good movie. You've probably seen this one, and you might actually know Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan as the good one. A lot of people have said this is the best of the Star Trek films, although that might be changing as far as mass consumption is concerned with the 2009 movie, which a lot of people seem to love. Still pretty good. If you look at Star Trek II, in what it seems like it was originally intended to be, it was sort of like what the movies Rocky Balboa and, it's the other one I'm thinking about. Drawing a blank. But the whole idea of bringing back a franchise was somebody who might be too old. A large part of the subplot had to do with William Shatner saying, like, oh, I'm so old, I'm Captain Kirk, but I'm old, and oh, I need glasses now because I can't see, and I'm old! And that was a recurring theme throughout the film. And to some extent, they brought that back in Star Trek 3 and 6, but not that much. And Shatner certainly hasn't played up the I'm old angle lately, despite the fact that he's old. And it's an interesting take when you see a franchise of very popular spacefaring adventurers. And in the second movie, in what ended up being a 7-movie run for Shatner, his whole thing was, I'm old. It's a very compelling way of looking at a character because you've got somebody who's already got foibles, which you kind of need because if you look at Kirk on the original Star Trek, his only weakness was chicks, really. I mean, that was all there was to it. So it's kind of nice to see that, hey, maybe this guy's not invincible. Hey, maybe this guy going up against a crazed, genetically engineered superhuman Ricardo Montalban as Khan, maybe he might have a chance of losing, because in the original Star Trek series, it looked like he could have, almost. You know he wouldn't, because it's 1960s television, the villain doesn't win. But Khan kind of won, because they stranded him on a planet, which had a problem. Basically, the planet they put him on turned into some horrible, nightmarish desert thing after a big cosmic cataclysm destroyed the environment. So a lot of his people died immediately. They have all these horrible creatures there, including these things you put in your ear, and it's disgusting, and it freaked me out when I was a kid. Scared the hell out of me, and I didn't see the movie again until recently, but it's a pretty compelling film because you get to see Chekhov actually have something to do. You get to see some basically submarine battles take place in space. Nicholas Meyer did a good job directing this movie, and really, it's kind of stupid that I decided to even do a podcast about this because it's a great film, and there's nothing that I can say about it that you don't already know, or you should see it. I mean, that's really the one thing that you should take away from this, is that it's a fantastic film. Even if you're not a Star Trek guy, even if you haven't seen any Star Trek movies, this is a pretty good introduction to the franchise, even though it's a sequel to Star Trek The Motion Picture, and it's a sequel to the original Star Trek series episode Space Seed, in which Khan was introduced. Ricardo Montalban is great. All the cast is pretty great. You get to see Kirstie Alley as Savick, which he didn't remain as for very long. And effects are good. Came out between Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. That's totally wrong. Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, if you're looking to put it on the Star Wars scale of time frame, which is how I measure things. And it turned out very well. Handmade special effects, some good optical shots. And that's not true. You already know this if you've seen the movie series or the name, so I'm going to spoil it for you. Spock gets killed at the end. Because originally he was trying to get out of the character, and that was, or at least it seemed that way. But they brought him back in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, so if you just look at the names of the movies on IMDb, not really much of a spoiler. But it's a fantastic movie. What we're seeing, I checked it out on Blu-ray. There was a recent special edition showing at the Arclight in Los Angeles with Nicholas Meyer, the director, in attendance, which I am not close enough to because I am now broadcasting to you from a desert bunker in Phoenix. But, yeah, that's what happens. So it's worth checking out. If you get to see a midnight screening with a bunch of people, do it. Do it, do it, do it. If you've never seen it before, especially. If you haven't seen it yet, rent it. You've got Netflix. You've got whatever streaming services are probably out there by now. Worth a shot. Worth seeing. There's a lot of great figures, too. We may have some on our website. There's some great Star Trek model kits. Wrath of Khan introduced the now famous movie-style red uniforms, which they stuck with for the remainder of the series instead of the weird blue and yellow pastel ones, which weren't that great. Basically, the only thing they were good for was showing off dudes' packages. Not what I go to Star Trek movies to see, really. But hey, if you learn to do dudes' packages, Star Trek The Motion Picture, that's the one for you. The ones seem a lot more modest from there on out. in Star Trek 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, check out Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan. Definitely a great movie. Check out a lot of the toys. We've even got Star Trek t-shirts right now. Buy three, get one free. Add four to your shopping cart. The cheapest one's free. We even have ones with Kirk screaming Khan on it, I think. If not, don't look at the website and correct me, because I got too many monitors open now as it is. But see Star Trek 2. Really, I mean, 4th of July is coming up. What are you going to do all day? Sit around, wait for the fireworks? See a movie. Rent a movie. That's what you should do. Go through the Classic Sci-Fi Podcast. Rent like three of them. Go see Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan. And I haven't talked about it on here yet, but Moon, which is last year's science fiction movie on the moon. Very good film. Get all three. You're going to have yourself a great afternoon. Trust me. Would I lie to you? Yes. But this time I'm not lying to you. So check those out. Have a great weekend. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H.